This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. I got to tell you, it's been an amazing experience over the past week or so. I was in Paris, and let me tell you, folks, you're not getting the real news over here across the pond. They tell you that Macron is very popular, and you find out that he's not nearly as popular as they said. Then you find out that Donald Trump is supposed to be a pariah, and he is a lot more popular than people believe. I talked to a couple of folks, and I said, hey, do you guys follow American politics? They said, yeah, we do. And I said, well, what do you think about Donald Trump? And they whispered to me how much they liked Trump, how they felt he did a good job. He's done a good job for America. I ask of Macron, Uber drivers, people on the street, and they sort of, they didn't whisper. I guess that's not the right thing. But they said, I don't really think he does that good. It was amazing. I got to tell you, it was so eye-opening. And we think the media is bad in America. You should see how the media is in Europe. It is relentless against Donald Trump. It is relentless in telling people that Macron is good. Socialism is taught as, I mean, it is the mama's milk for these people. I sat next to a Swedish couple on my way back from Paris, and a young guy, and he was telling me about America. He was like, well, what is it like in America? You guys have this or that. And I go, not true. Explain to him about our taxes. He was shocked. Believe it or not, our taxes very well may be higher than those in Sweden. I have to do more research. I'm not talking about general taxes, because they'll, you know, it's 50%. Or I forget what he said, how much they pay the very rich. But he said he pays 35%. And he didn't appear to be a rich guy. But he says to me, but we have health care. I go, yeah. How many times have you been to the hospital? And he was like, and I said, yeah, so you're paying for something you're not even using right now. And the majority of you don't use. And so I explained the whole thing. And he was like, you know what? You're right. And then I told him, hey, by the way, if you happen to get hurt, his girlfriend were going to a wedding of a friend. I said, if you happen to get hurt in D.C., and I hope you don't, I said, you go to one of our hospitals, they'll treat you, you'll get no bill. That's that. So it was eye-opening for him as well. Nice guy. His name was Thomas. We had an amazing conversation, and I got to know a lot about different things. And I'll definitely visit him if I happen to be in Stockholm. So it was eye-opening in so many other ways. Now, why was I there? I was there for this thing called the Iranian Resistance. And I have to tell you, folks, the Iranian Resistance event was nothing short of amazing. It was theatrical to a degree, but what it stood for was ridiculous. And here's where I want you to feel good about who you are as conservatives. The Iranian Resistance reminds me of the Tea Party. And the more I saw it, the more I got it. So the only thing about the Iranian Resistance is you're talking about a group of people who are expatriates from Iran. They've been kicked out. They study the government. They've got insurgents there. Now, the press tells you that there are no Iranian resistors in Iran because they don't speak out. Well, speaking out gets you killed. So that's why they don't speak out. But it was bigger than that. It was about the fact these expatriates stay politically savvy. They understand from a world perspective how they've got to make a difference. And I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but it was Newt Gingrich, Ambassador Bolton, General Keane, and many others. And I got to see all of them. Rudy Giuliani. And we'll post a video of that if we haven't done it already. I'll check with our team. But it was so eye-opening. There must have been, no exaggeration, it could have been more, but there were at least 60 to 70,000 people in this one building. When they told me there would be that many people, I kept saying, there's no way. There were at least 60, 70,000 people, maybe more, because they said it's up to 100,000. And they had delegations from every country, I should say major countries, that wanted to showcase that we want a free Iran. They talked about the Iranians sponsoring terror. And you guys have heard me tell you about the terror statistics for the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and now how it's escalated. And they say, and I learned this while I was there, the level of escalation that occurred happened when the Khomeinis took over in the late 70s. That's when terror began to be exported. And as I sat there, the revelation hit me, they are so right. That prior to that, terror was contained at best. I mean, it was Middle Eastern, and it was pretty rare. Now terror attacks happen daily, and it's being driven by Iran. They are driving this radical Islamic theocracy more than anybody. And the level of clarity that I got was just amazing. These folks have treated me so well. It was just an amazing time. So I'll share a few of those stories as we go along today. I'm in a punchy mood. I'll tell you why. Because I'm jet lagged still. It takes me a few days to catch up. I'm older. But it was an interesting time. I made lots of observations, and I want to get into that. What was funny, too, is the world didn't stop while I was traveling. But to some degree, you get out of the loop. Because, like, I'll give you an example. I kept seeing Trump's punching this CNN face dude. Now, of course, it was an old footage of him and Vince McMahon. And Trump has, like, got Vince McMahon on the ground. And I think he's punching him. That must have run on every channel. Every friend's channel. For two or three days, whatever. I don't even know the day that it happened, so you have to forgive me on that. But it must have run on every channel for 24/7. And so I hear over here that the left are having a conniption over this. And anyway, we'll get into what I heard about it. But I couldn't believe the big deal being made about stuff like this. What I figured out is the Trump, you know, pile on is still happening. Anyway, I'm glad to be back. A little punchy today, but we'll make it work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show, KJRadio.com. I hope you had a good Independence Day. I happen to have been traveling on Independence Day. Yeah, it's a funny story. It's not that funny to me, but I take off to Paris the other weekend, as you guys know, from D.C. I have to make all these separate jaunts, flights, and everything. Well, anyway, I fly to Paris. They're late landing, so I'm talking to all these different folks. Yeah, we've got to get to Germany, and we've got to get to here, and we're not going to be able to make it. Yeah, okay. So the plane arrives an hour late, I guess it was, maybe a little more. It left easily an hour late, and it was like the French were like, okay, well, this is no problem. We are leaving late. We will get you there. So, and you can watch the flight on a monitor. But anyway, they were late. Well, I've got a connection coming back because unfortunately I had to fly into D.C., catch a connector, then fly back to St. Louis, hopefully to get there in time for the 4th of July. Well, they were late coming back, and it was the same thing. There, you know, everybody, you get to the airport on time and everything's good to go, and then an hour and a half later, the friends go, okay, you guys ready? So I already know. I asked the flight attendants, I'm like, are we going to make this time up in the air? And they said, I don't know. And I'm going, I hope we do. Well, because I had a really tight connection. Didn't make it. So I spent part of the 4th of July in Washington, D.C. Aha. Oh, well, anyway, I hope you had a good 4th. The Independence Day. A lot of people don't like to call it the 4th. We'll talk a little bit about what Barack Obama said. But I want to talk a little bit more about the tweeting that Donald Trump did while I was gone. And CNN's anchor, Brian Stelter, you probably don't know him because he's a dweeb. I don't know how this guy got this job, but he's a dweeb. And he got mad because of Donald Trump. And again, it was a tweet with him beating up the CNN logo. So I think I come back to Trump is very clever in this. Because he gets these people talking about nonsense. Now, some people would argue, well, Kevin, he isn't talking about any of the good things. Well, let me ask you this. When he's not body slamming the CNN logo, what are they talking about? They're talking about good stuff? What are they? They're talking about Russiagate and all these other different things. They're not talking about anything significant. So if they're going to do that, then just go after him. And I know people think all this stuff is childish, but folks, this works in Trump's favor. I don't care how you're looking at it. I'm just being honest with you. Because people are like, you know, we get in this mode of,
well, if Donald Trump doesn't take the highbrow of being president, and that's reflective on it, blah, blah, blah.
No, it isn't. The people that are watching politics love seeing Donald Trump beat up CNN. I, for one, who happen to like a president who, you know, has some decorum and all that, I still like watching him body slam CNN. I thought it was funny. And all he did was use social media to say, hey, guys, I found this funny. And he retweeted it. And that's all it took. So what? He had fun at the expense of CNN. Big deal. But no. You know, they got to jump into it. So anyway, this guy, Brian Stelter, don't be shocked if you don't see him. And if you do see him, you'll go, really? He's a CNN anchor? So essentially, Stelter, and again, I don't have the email, but he supposedly wrote to Jack Dorsey and says, will you stop Donald Trump from tweeting? The press is trying to silence Donald Trump's ability to do what he sees as, you know, a necessary thing. Because they're butthurt. And even, and again, you guys are probably more to know about this than I am because I'm playing catch up. But the press is even saying that Donald Trump is inspiring a hate against them. That, what did he say? Not a hate. They said something like, he's getting people to threat, you know, like people are threatening CNN. And I'm going, what are these snowflakes talking about? People are threatening CNN. So now we're at a time where the media is trying to pretend that they are the victims. And I'm just telling you, folks, what cracks me up about this is exactly how the left behaves. They beat on you and beat on you and beat on you. And the minute you fight back and you start whooping that head, then suddenly, we're the victims. That mean Donald Trump. What do you mean that mean Donald Trump? Look, I'm not going to bore you with the details of reports and things where we talk, where you hear Donald Trump, negative news is 93%. And the things that they do to attack him on a daily basis, what do they expect? It's like, honestly, this is the way that the left works. They want to be able to come up to you, do whatever they want, and all you do is go, okay, no problem. You literally have a world of leftists out there, socialists, who have politics put on them. They have no say in it. It's that way in Vietnam. It's that way in China. In most of the world, the people they shouldn't even care about the politics because it doesn't impact them. That is what more French people said to me during my visit to Paris was, what does it matter? What does it matter what we do? The government's going to do what it does. The stories here, the political stories, well, I say here like I'm still there, The stories in Paris were unbelievable. That people have, it's a lost cause, a lost hope. To try to these so-called free and how do they describe the election? Oh, our free and you know, anyway, the elections are not free. I'm convinced, honestly, folks, that many times these people have just the deck is stacked. It's not. It doesn't matter what they do. They're gonna. There's no way to win. There's no way for the good guys to win. There was no way for Marie Le Pen to beat Macron in a socialist country where people have been trained to do things a particular way. There's just flatly no way. And it's so interesting to watch the dynamics of it, talking to the day-to-day people. Now, I wish I'd done more of the on-the-ground interviews, but it was really centered around, my reason for my trip was centered around the Iranian resistance. And I will tell you, the parallels there. So a good example, Rouhani is the new president of Iran. He's been called a moderate. He's in no way a moderate. And they're still exporting terror, still doing all the same things in Iran. It was funny, they're trying to make it appear as though Iran had free elections, when in fact, of the two guys, they picked the true lesser of two evils. And that guy, I mean, I'm not going to bore you with the details of it because it's a kind of a complicated subject, but he's evil too. But the point of it all is you have no choice. And so what we've done in America is try to stay on top of it, and the media should be helping, but they're not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson there, KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about me and the team. And it's a rough day today. It really is. I feel like, what should I say? I don't feel like I'm delivering for you guys today. I'll just be honest. I'm exhausted. I mean, we still got a lot of good things going on here. We got a lot of things to report. Hey, the North Koreans launched a missile. That's good news, isn't it? A missile that can travel, they believe, up to 4,000 miles. I don't know how you feel about this stuff, but I was sort of happy they just got it off the launch pad. You know, normally you see them, they're exploding on the takeoff. Anyway, so they get this missile up, and Trump's asked China to intervene, and they will eventually. This is not a big deal in the scheme of things, because the idea is, well, are they going to send over nuclear-tipped missiles into America? I don't know. I mean, they'd be dumb to do it, but they might. Here's what's interesting about the whole thing about North Korea, right? Bill Clinton is the reason they have nuclear technology. That's number one. And the remnants of Barack Obama's foreign policy are the reasons why they continue to threaten. As we, you know, celebrate the 4th of July, which is, it's over now. But so all of the things that we're talking about here are firmly on the backs of the Democratic presidents. And Donald Trump's got to step in now and try to take over the mess and see what he can do with it. That's where we are. Hey, speaking of the 4th, by now, even the most ardent leftist realizes that though they wouldn't dare to admit it publicly, that Obama is an American-hating traitor. I know it's harsh, coming after the 4th of July, and I have a reason I'm saying this. Because of something that Barack Obama said. And the leftists know this, that what I just said is the truth. Obama doesn't love America. In fact, he hates America. And if it weren't for their dyed-in-the-wool devotion, Obama would undoubtedly be perceived by even the leftists as somebody who deserves to be in the dung heap of history. He was a disaster as president. Now, that's not news to any of you who listen to the program. But what the news of it is that the ruse continues. And Obama and other American-hating leftists pretend they matter when they come back into the news cycle. And in another one of these, what I could consider a full frontal display of, well, eunuch, Obama has asked Americans not to show patriotism on Independence Day. I couldn't believe it when I was reading this story in Paris. Now, his reason, he says, showing the spirit that makes America great again might increase resentment of minority groups. He's concerned that minority groups may feel left out. You know, I mean, you can't go, you know, making blacks mad who struggle under, well, nothing. And I want you to imagine for just a second, folks, the hubris of a man who made the situation for blacks markedly worse, asking the country not to celebrate Independence Day because it might make blacks upset. Apparently, Barack Obama doesn't want any reminders of blacks of how he hurt the black condition. So he's afraid when we celebrate Independence Day that, oh my gosh, they may bring it up. How bad America is. Don't worry, Barack. They won't associate it with you. They've been trained well. And I don't even hate to say it because it's just the truth. Under Obama, blacks are immensely more ignorant. Fewer graduating from high school, fewer going to college, fewer graduating from college. Teen pregnancies worsened. What else? What else we got, guys? Drug abuse, yep. Drug abuse in the black community per capita has got to be higher. I don't know if it's true, so, but I believe it would be. But here's what Obama said while he was in Indonesia. He says, if we don't stand up for tolerance and moderation and respect for others, if we begin to doubt ourselves and all that we have accomplished, then much of the progress that we have made will not continue. And I'm just going to stop there for a second and just explain. These comments like this just truly make me want to slap Barack Obama upside the head. Tolerance and moderation and respect for others is what it's a hallmark of American tradition. We have no doubt of ourselves and what we've accomplished. And that accomplishment has nothing to do with what Barack Obama did to this country. But just the fact that he lives under a delusion that we made progress under him. Leftists, y'all should get that boy in check. You know what I'm saying? And here's what he said. What we will see is more and more people arguing against democracy. We will see more and more people who are looking to restrict freedom of the press. We'll see more intolerance, more tribal divisions, more ethnic divisions, and religious divisions, and more violence. And I practically lost it. Barack Obama, first one he mentioned is freedom of the press. This is a guy who has prosecuted more journalists than all the presidents in history, and he has the nerve to mention freedom of the press. I remember we did a story on Obama and his prosecuting of the press, and I described it as a wrecking ball. He had the media paralyzed in fear to talk. Yeah. And for him to bring this up really shows that he was oblivious to this stuff. He noted under that this guy named Greenwald is who we were talking about at the time, and he talked about the number of journalists that were prosecuted under Obama, and he says more sources prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act than in all previous administrations combined, and he included he talked about journalists like James Rosen at Fox News, Jim Risen at the New York Times. He went on, this is a quote, those of us who worked on the Snowden reporting constantly threatened with prosecution or having our phone records subpoenaed. Democratic office holders were virtually unanimous in the idea that people who leaked information that's classified are villains, they're traitors, and they ought to go to prison. And he's talking about classified information that impacted American citizens, and they needed to be whistleblowers and explain what this administration was doing. Man, every time I think about Barack Obama's presidency and administration and I watch these episodes of House of Cards, which I binge watched on the way to Paris, I see it all clearly. I see these things they're talking about and I just say to myself, they're describing what Barack Obama did. But I want to go on. So he's talking about the freedom of the press and tolerance and, you know, tribal divisions and things like this. This is a guy who brought in more ethnic and religious division in American history. And he's lecturing America on this topic while he's in Indonesia. The guy had a reign of terror with respect to how he separated blacks from whites. And outside of the 1860s and the 1960s, there was no worse time in history for racial strife in America than under Barack Obama. Which, by the way, it coincides with the worst economy since the Great Depression. And the only thing that covered it up was we kept printing money. Anyway, and at the time when we were talking about some of these things about Obama, I wrote a piece about the failing economy. And Obama himself, here's what he said about what the failing economy causes for American society. He says, when suddenly things are harder, people start saying, you know what? This is the fault of the Chinese, or this is the fault of the Jews, or this is the fault of the Houthi, or whatever. This is at a town hall he had in Laos. And what's funny, though, is Barack Obama, he understood. He did exactly. Guys, look, if you go look at what's happening in Africa, and I want to talk about Africa completely separately, because I have many stories. I don't know if you guys are aware, but there are tons of Africans that speak French. And while I was in Paris at the Iranian Resistance, there were lots of African delegations. And we had many conversations. And what I'm going to share with you, I swear, is going to open your mind up like you've never discussed when it comes to Africa. And this idea of unity among blacks. What I saw, what I learned, it was nothing short of mind-blowing in terms of its parallels to American blacks. So we'll get into that in a bit. But I want to go back to this. So Obama talks of race and gender, and he's the guy who presided over the worst racial injustice, if you will, in a long time. And don't even get me started about crime and this economy and who's causing it. Remnants of everything it's amazing to me that Trump can be so effective given what he inherited.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, just freshly back from Paris by way of D.C. or D.C. by way of Paris, whatever. Interesting time. I have to tell you, hadn't been in Paris in a while, because I flew in, last time I flew in, I just took the train straight over to London, back to Paris, and, well, I had a meeting in Paris, and then I took the train to London, back, and then flew back from Paris. But anyway, been a long time, didn't do anything, I hardly ever took advantage of the city, just because, you know, I was busy. And I will tell you, I love the architecture and the French influence, and the people are very friendly, especially when I would try to use my French. And my French isn't very good. I learned that watching TV. I could only understand about 20-30%. And they have this thing they do with the language now, the kids, if you watch some of the newer stuff. And they call it houle or something like that. And they changed the word, so they wouldn't do this to this particular word, but as an example, bonjour would be je bon. And so you're like, you know, it's tough enough to learn a language when you just know, try to learn the words. But these guys, you know, you know, and you're like, je bon. And they're like, oh, it's like bonjour. But they don't do it with bonjour, but they do it with certain words. And even the adults have learned which words are slang and which ones haven't. But unless you're immersed in the culture, you don't know it. So you struggle with things like that. Most of the conversations I had were political in nature or, you know, friendly. So it was okay. But here's the point of it. Paris didn't have the allure. I'll give you an example. So let me do it better this way. I get there, and of course I'm exhausted because I flew over on the 28th, landed in the evening of the 28th, landed in the morning of the 29th. So, and I didn't sleep at all. I binged watch House of Cards on the plane. But I get there, and you would think, okay, it's free day, just go kind of have. I just wanted to be in the hotel. I had so much to catch up on, I didn't even want to go. Now, that's a personal decision. It has nothing to do with Paris. But here's the thing. There was nothing compelling me, having seen all, you know, the Arc de Triomphe on Champs-Élysées. It's a beautiful place. It really is. But it didn't have that same meaning to me it had when I grew up, and to get to Paris was like a dream of a young black kid. Little black boy just wanted to get to Paris. It didn't have that. And I don't, you know, it's funny. I don't know whether I'm so jaded that it didn't have that or what. And by the way, expensive to be in Paris. Can't describe for you how expensive. It's New York all over the place. Very expensive to be in this city. And I was out with my son and his fiance. And what did we spend? $120 for lunch, three of us. We had one drink each and a meal, just to put it in perspective. And it wasn't a super duper fancy place. It was crazy. But the architecture and all the other stuff, they hadn't changed. It all looked the same. The metro was still old and all that. But, you know, it was interesting. But nothing compels me to want to live here, especially when I was paying those bills. Like, what? Gotta be kidding. Anyway, I want to go back to what we were talking about with Barack Obama and this speech he gave in Indonesia. And I don't know if you guys feel this. I hate being lectured. As an American, I hate being lectured. I look at everything we give to the world. As America goes, the world goes. And we are lectured. French people, the Americans have elected Donald Trump and they must be, you know, it's like we have to pay the price because we didn't make the decision the world wanted for us. And I'm sick of it. I do not want to be lectured. We are the best place in the world, and I'm talking about country and everything else. And the only thing that makes us bad are leftists. Leftists make us bad. And I remember at the time talking about when a Baltimore kid, and all this stuff is back in the news because of these payouts to all these thugs. But the leftist policies ruined Baltimore. Insert any city you want here, and it's become a hot spot of crime being committed by mostly blacks. Yet the cries of racism and white oppression continue to, you know, to be yelled out, but they ring hollow. It's a tired storyline, and Barack Obama wants us to believe that that's the nation that Donald Trump is ushering back. He's the guy that created it, the new version of it anyway, and now he wants us to believe, and the world to believe, that because Donald Trump wants to protect borders, you know, watch out for the bandita, the bad guys coming in from, you know, Muslim countries, I'm going to say Iranian, it's on my brain. But he's the bad guy. Facts, folks, are inconvenient to race baiters with an agenda to extract more money from whites with a guilty conscience. And the inability or the unwillingness to speak the truth. And that's what I keep telling you guys. You've got to speak the truth. You've got to look at these things objectively. And when people tell you blah, 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 you could, forget it. I don't believe it. It's not the case. Yada, yada. You've got to be in their face. And I'll use Baltimore as an example. We talked about this before. But they've not elected a Republican as mayor since 1963. Or technically before the war on poverty began. And that mayor's four-year term, there was one mayor that was a Republican. He was a four-year term. Is the only interruption in the Democrat rule since 1947. They had Democrat control of Baltimore for 64 of the last 68 years and sole control of the government for the last 48 years. Now it's 49 years straight now. The mayor before was black. The new mayor that they, after Stephanie Rawlings Blake left, he's black. Previous mayor Sheila Dixon was black. Convicted of embezzlement in 2010 and couldn't even finish her term. They had a white mayor for 8 years, and the mayor before him was black. Their city council consists of 15 members. All 15 are Democrats. City council president is black. Democrats have had control of the legislation in Baltimore for the last 50 years. Every program, policy, initiative, school curriculum, whatever, that exists in Baltimore was enacted by liberal Democrats. And I keep saying, guys, you take Baltimore out, stick in Atlanta. No difference. Police commissioner, black. Approximately 50% of the police force, black. The school superintendent, black. School board, mostly black. The district has an annual budget of $1.32 billion to teach 84,000 kids. It ranks the second among the nation's largest school districts, and it spent $15,700 per pupil. Only New York City spends more. Only two-thirds of the students graduate high school, despite this spending. Now, you could easily, you're out there thinking, I mean, if you're listening to these stats and you're paying attention, you're going, what? Seriously? Wow. Oh, holy cow. There's not a conservative I know that wouldn't be looking at this and saying, we got to change something. Yeah, but these guys won't. Average SAT scores of the Baltimore school students are 379 in reading and 376 in math, 381 in writing. Now, I don't know if you know much about SAT scores, but each of those areas could be 800. They're under 400, under half. So, in other words, they're not even above the median. I mean, this is unbelievable, these numbers, these stats. Population of Baltimore is 623,000. 63% of the folks are black. The median household income, 41,000. 24% of the people live below the poverty line. Home ownership rate, 48%. Percentage of college graduates, 27%. Baltimore's population is 623,000, down 35% in the last 65 years from over 950,000 in 1950. It's 63% black. It's got a crime rate that's 370% higher than the U.S. crime rate. And Barack Obama thinks he's done us a favor.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.